Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Auckland, New Zealand is home for Ed Taylor. Ed is a classically trained guitarist who grew up listening to Bob Dylan, Dire Straits, and Paul Simon. He started writing songs just 10 years ago, but was recently a semifinalist in the USA International Songwriting Competition. Ed hopes his latest song, M&C Shuffle, creates a new dance craze. Ed joins me for this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about his new group, the Ed Taylor Collective, and their new music. Ed, welcome to the podcast. Good to talk to you today.
Hi, Greg. How you going, mate? Nice to talk.
Good. Glad we could hook up. You are in Auckland, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day in Auckland City. I'm in a little place called Devonport, which is a little sort of seaside part of Auckland on the North Shore.
Yeah, all right. Well, I always like to give people a reference. It is 4 p.m. here today in Virginia when we're chatting. What time is it there for you?
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. So you got a good day ahead of you.
Yes. Yeah. I've just got the boys off to school and been doing a fiddling around with my guitar, and it's, I've got a nice day.
10 o'clock in the morning. I remember talking to Allie, who's a mutual acquaintance of ours, and we had this conversation a while back, and she said, "I am in your future." So, I thought that was funny. So you, full-time, right? Musician? Is that what you do now, or do you have other things?
Yeah, well, you ask my wife, she might tell you that my main job is really looking after the kids and sort of keeping the house running and stuff. She's a doctor. So, but then in the weekends I go off and do all my gigs and stuff, and I probably play two or three times a week.
Okay.
Awesome. Before we had kids, I used to teach a lot of guitar and play a lot as well, but sort of fit it in into family life now. It works really well, actually.
Okay. When did the music journey start for you? How did you get into this back in the day when you were a youngster?
I think I started playing guitar when I was about 11 or 12. I wanted to be a rock star, as you do.
And yeah.
Started playing rock guitar.
Did you have family and influences? What exposed you to that?
My parents were really into sort of the classics, you know, Bob Dylan, the Beatles, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And even to this day, my favorite musician is Bob Dylan. I still listen to him every day.
Cool. That's cool.
After high school, I went to Auckland University and I did a degree in classical guitar.
All right. So the other end of the spectrum, sort of.
Yeah, it was. I sort of just wanted to learn the guitar, and I thought that was a good way of doing it. And I sort of dedicated my life to playing classical guitar for about 10 years. And then once I finished that degree, I sort of transitioned over to playing more popular styles like folk, country, and jazz as well. And in the last sort of 5 or 6 years, it's been mostly the Americana sort of country stuff that I've been really concentrating on.
Was it mostly solo for you, or did you spend a lot of time with bands?
Initially, the classical stuff was all solo, and then I got into the jazz, and that was with someone else, pretty much. So we did a lot of duos, a lot of trios, just wherever the work was, really. You know?
Right.
And I still do some solo stuff as well. So that'll be a combination of classical and jazz. But
okay. Right, so you still do the classical music too, then?
Not really. I sort of dabble with it. Like, this, for example, this week you're not going to play at a gig, and they want me to play solo guitar, so I'll play some, I'll play a few classical numbers, and I'll play some jazz, and I'll play whatever else.
Sure. Sort of right? Go where the work's at, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whatever they want.
And so your Americana stuff, has that been solo for you too, or have you been involved in with other groups?
I started doing Americana music with another guy who was a singer. So we did a couple of albums, and we'd get friends in to play bass, drums, keyboards, violins, whatever else, you know. And then we'd play it as a duo. Yeah, that was mainly.
Yeah, okay.
Or a trio sometimes as well with a violin.
Yeah.
This new expedition that I'm starting on, the ETC or Ed Taylor Collective.
Yeah.
I write all the songs, and then I get the musicians who are, that I've played with over the years to do whatever's necessary. So if I've written a particular song, I'll say, okay, this might need a bit of lap steel, or this might need a bit of violin, and so I'll get them to do a session with me, or might need this sort of vocals. I'll get a specific person to do that.
This a new album that you have completed, or is it still in the works? Do you have a title for it, or a projected release date?
Yeah, I don't have a title yet. We're probably 3/4 of the way through it.
Okay.
So the MNC Shuffle, which is out tomorrow, I think, Friday, that's the first single from it. And hopefully it'll be April or something like that next year. The whole album will be finished and out.
The MNC Shuffle has a very authentic country flavor to it. Is that the nature of the rest of the music, or is it just for that song?
It really is just that song, but they'll be, the rest of the songs.
Yeah, tell me about that, because it's the shuffle obviously implies what it appears that it is, that is there's a dance that goes with it, and I'm assuming it's that way for you guys there in the United States. Line dancing and country line dancing, and then having that filter over into weddings and parties and that kind of thing, that, people finding that as a favorite song and wanting to do the dance with the song is a big thing. It's maybe not as much as it used to be, but it's still a very popular thing here in the U.S. I'm assuming that was the catalyst behind this.
Yeah, it's a funny story here. So what happened was, I was playing with another guy, and we got asked to come and play at a club once a month, starting, I think it was a couple of years ago, for a line dancing group. So it was two ladies who teach line dancing at this particular place, and they're called Marilyn and Catherine. So they ran these classes for line dancing.
Yeah.
And every month I'd have a sort of a party where we'd play and they'd practice their line dancing. So we did this for a while, a couple of years, and I sort of became friends with the ladies. They're all beautiful old ladies who went about it. It was just great to watch. I thought, right, I should actually write these guys a song that they can make up their own dance to. So I told Marilyn, and she was right into the idea, and she gave me all the names of the ladies in the group, and so I came up with lyrics which actually referred to all the ladies in the group.
Okay.
And then they choreographed a special line dance for it.
Ah, that's cool.
And we made a video of it, of them dancing.
I saw that, yeah. That's awesome. So, so was, this will be on the new record that you're in production. What is the flavor of the rest of the music? In that tone or something different?
There's definitely more Americana stuff, uh-huh. which is slower, more folky sort of, I'd say. But there is a few other ones that sort of country style. But I'd say that's the only song on the album which is that real hoedown sort of.
Yeah. Well, we're in need of a new one in the United States, so maybe it'll work its way over DJs will pick it up, because the ones that we have are kind of worn out, in my opinion. So people still love them, but they're worn out, so it's time for a new one. I read right. where you, songwriting for you is kind of a newer thing in your career. Is that what got you switched into being the songwriter as well as the musician?
Yeah, I mean, originally doing classical guitar and jazz, I never really went down that path. And it was only when I started getting into the more that folky Americana stuff that I thought, well, I might as well, you know, I'll try and write some stuff. And it just became obsessed with it for a few years and loved it, you know.
Yeah.
It's really sort of a thing that I love to do now. I try and do it often. And, I didn't really start doing it until I was about 40, though. So that was...
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a... Every writer seems to have a kind of something unique or different that approach to that. What do you... When it's time to write a song, how do you know? Is there an idea and you've got to go work on it, or do you sit down and try to have the ideas come to you? Is there a process for you?
Yeah, I think it's. I've thought about that before, and it's. There's a lot of different things. For example, I heard a guy singing the other day, and I thought, man, I want to write a song for that guy's voice.
Ah, cool.
And then
okay.
just the sort of the emotion of his voice starts me thinking about a story that, you know, relates to the sort of the tone of the sound of his voice, and what would be the best song to capture that. You know, that's quite a regular thing for me. And then also, I might just be fiddling around on my guitar, and a little riff comes out, and then I'm like, okay, make that into a piece of music, and then I sort of think about what words might fit with it. But it's a real long process for me. I sort of work away at them and batter them into submission. You know, that can take months.
Yeah. Do you have a way to you catalog the snippets, the music, the lyrics? Do you keep them in a place where you can pull out the pieces of the puzzle and see what fits?
Yeah. The old phone is great. You know, you can just record yourself. Okay, this is a little example of what it might sound like. Come back a week later and think, I didn't like that, or maybe we should change this. And then sort of you get to the final stage where you've got all these little ideas and you sort of try and craft it into something, you know.
Do you have a moment when you feel like, or when you felt like this was it, if I could pick something and just do this, this is what I would do?
At one stage in my life, I sort of gave away music because I wanted to become an artist, and so I'd do painting.
A visual artist, okay,
And I just, once I started getting back into the music, I just thought, there's something in me, you know, I can't not do it. it's just the way it is, you know, you can fight it, and it's... Some days you think, what am I doing? But, you know, in the long run, you look back, well, it's a great thing to be doing rather than a, you know, builder or thing.
Yeah. Have you been able to write for other folks, or do you just write for yourself?
No, it's just been for sort of bands that I've been involved with so far.
Yeah. I read where you were, had been a semi-finalist for the International Songwriting Competition. That had to feel really good to be able to have a song get recognized that way.
Yeah, for sure. They're funny things, those competitions. I mean, obviously, if you do well in them, it's fantastic, but you should take them too seriously. It's exactly like when I was doing art, for example. You have all these competitions, and you put your art in there, and someone might like it, someone might not like it.
Right,
and
right.
You can take it really personally.
Yes, for sure.
You just got to not worry about it. But obviously, if you do well, it's a great sort of stepping stone.
Yeah, you can't let those competitions be the validation that are the permission to continue. If it is, then you probably shouldn't participate in the competition, because it's a lot of it's subjective. You know, it's great to win, but like you say, you can't take it personally if you don't win, because it was subjective anyway, probably.
Yeah, that's right. And it's hard not to, especially here. Yeah.
In anything, whether it's sports or music.
For sure.
Yeah.
You put your heart and soul into it, and someone's sort of, You know, I mean, I don't like Michael Jackson, but, you know, 500 million other people do.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, yeah. So the new record that you're working on, will this be your debut as a solo artist?
Yeah. Okay. That'll be my debut as the Ed Taylor Collective, I call it. So that'll be the first time that I've had complete control over everything.
Okay.
It's great.
Do you have a process in mind of what you want it to look like when you get a chance to get out and play this music for audiences and tour? Will you tour? What does that look like when this is a finished product and you can get back out in the world and begin to entertain again?
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit tricky with this album because I'm using different singers. But I do have a sort of core group that I play with most weekends, which is a young lady who plays guitar and sings, and another guy who plays violin and stuff. So, yeah, hopefully next year I'll organise some touring around, initially around New Zealand, and she can just sing the songs, even though on the album they might be sung by somebody else.
I see. Okay.
Because people won't be, some of the singers won't be available, obviously. Come in and sing one song on a tour, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd say we do it as a trio. Everything's got to be keep the cost down, you know, and just get around to all the clubs and stuff in New Zealand, all the country clubs, the folk clubs, and the whole live thing. That's basically what I always did. So I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Is that the type of touring that you did prior to this current world situation we're in? Is it the clubs, folk clubs, that kind of thing, more regionally where you were? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, for making money, we play around bars and stuff. But then for the last 3 or 4 years, like most summers, I'd organize tours where we'd do, you know, I mean, it's a bit tricky with a family, but we'd go away for maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday sort of a thing, come back on the Sunday night and we play, you know, 3 or 4 gigs, come home, wait a month, go and do it again. So
I see, okay.
And we'd do folk clubs, there's quite a few nice little regional music venues that you can go and play and, you know, advertise and get all the people in there who like that sort of music.
Yeah.
Sell your CDs and just get out there as much as you can.
Yeah, yeah. So if folks would like to reach out and learn more about your music or your other CDs that you've worked with, are they available? If so, how can people get those and maybe get on a pre-buy or get on the list? And certainly we want them to check out the M&C Shuffle and learn the dance and take that out to your clubs and your local DJs and everywhere you like to dance and let them play that new song. How can they get reach out to you and get in touch?
They can check out my website, which is edtaylorcollective.com. It's a contact thing in there, and then there's also the ETC, which is just the initials of it, on Facebook. The video for the M&C Shuffle is on YouTube, and it's just under M and C Shuffle.
Okay.
So M and C refers to the lady's names. Marilyn, she was the boss of the line dancers, and Catherine, she was the second in command. So
yeah,
that's where the M and C comes
from. Okay. Awesome. Good.
Yeah. And if people are out there, I'd love to hear from them all around wherever the podcast goes. They can drop me a line and I'll get back to them. And love to connect, you know.
Awesome. Good deal. Well, thanks, Ed. This has been fun. I enjoyed talking to you, and I love the song, and I really do hope it catches on, and maybe we can let our audience listen to it at the end of our talk here, and we'll play it for them.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg, for giving me the opportunity to talk.
Yeah, for sure. Good. Well, we wish you the best. Thank you.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Let's listen to Ed's new track, The M&C Shuffle.
Another Friday night, another noisy bar, another empty glass, another lonely heart. Wishing for a place that I'd rather be, when in walk the girls from the M&C. Stetson hats, denim jeans, and leather chaps. All those girls were looking so fine. I forgot my blues and I joined the line. Marilyn's in the front, she's doing a two-step. Susie always keeps it real tight. Catherine and Jeannie do the side together, Blondie likes to shake it all night. Blondie likes to shake it all. Well, the girls then showed me a few of the steps, and after a song or two, I picked up the rest. This much fun without a skin full of liquor or my clothes still on. Janie's in the front, she's doing a grapevine. Cynthia always moves real nice. Joni and I like to clap left, clap right. Blondie likes to shake it all night. Yeah, Blondie likes to shake it time, please, Billy Ray. Mary's in the front, she's doing a weave out. Cynthia always moves real light. Janet and Katie shuffle once, shuffle twice, and Blondie likes to shake it all night. Yeah, Blondie likes to shake it all night. things for me really changed that night. I swapped the blues for a cowboy life. I put down the bottle and got some dancing boots, a checkered shirt, and I joined the crew. Maryland's in the front, she's doing a two-step, two-step. Catherine always keeps her in tight. Trish and Margaret do the side together, blonde and light. Shake it all night. Yeah, blonde likes to shake it all night. Oh, blonde likes to shake it all night.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.